Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to dive into something that can honestly make or break one of the biggest financial decisions of your life: how to choose the best realtor to sell your home. Like, this is not the time to just pick someone at random. And if you want to learn what really separates the best agents from the rest, definitely check out norhillrealty.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes. This is such a crucial topic because choosing the wrong realtor can literally cost you tens of thousands of dollars. And here's the thing, most people put more research into buying a car than they do into choosing their real estate agent.
That's incredible when you think about it. So where should people even start when they're looking for an agent to sell their home?
Well, first thing you got to understand is that not all realtors are created equal. You want someone who's not just licensed, but who's actually proven they can get results. Like, you want agents who consistently get top dollar for their clients and make the selling process smooth.
And I bet local expertise matters a lot too, right?
Absolutely. Here's what really gets me. You want agents who have deep roots in the community, not just someone who moved there last year. The best agents have connections that go back generations, and they know every neighborhood inside and out.
That makes so much sense. What else should people be looking for?
Communication is huge. You want someone who's not just responsive, but proactive. I've heard of agents who literally work tirelessly to advocate for their clients, making sure everything goes smoothly, even when unique situations come up.
Proactive. That's such a good point. And I bet you want someone who's going to be available when you need them.
Exactly. And here's something that really impressed me. There are agents out there who are so dedicated that clients say things like, "She outworked every other agent we've ever worked with by a large margin." That's the kind of work ethic you want.
No way. That's incredible. So it's not just about experience. It's about how hard they're willing to work for you.
Right. And get this. You want agents who act more like consultants than just transaction facilitators. The best ones take time to understand not just your needs, but your family's needs too. They guide you through the whole process.
That's amazing. What about when you're actually evaluating potential agents? What should you be looking for?
Great question. First, check their reviews, but don't just look at the overall rating. Look for themes in what sellers are saying about communication, service, negotiating, and responsiveness. That tells you way more than just a star rating.
That's such smart advice. What else?
Look at their recent sales in your area. Experience is important, but recent selling experience carries more weight. And make sure you're focusing on their seller transactions, not just buyer transactions.
Good point. I bet the local market knowledge makes a huge difference, right?
Oh, absolutely. And here's something cool. The best agents are located right in the heart of the areas they serve. Like, there are brokerages that are literally located in Houston Heights and specialize in those premium inner loop neighborhoods.
That's smart positioning. And I bet that local presence makes a difference in their network too.
Yes. And here's what I love about the top rated brokerages. They often have this collaborative team approach instead of making you feel like a small fish in a big pond. They've got in-house support for transaction coordination and marketing.
In-house support? That sounds like a game changer.
It really is, because when you're selling your home, you want to know that everything is being handled professionally, even when your agent is out of town or dealing with other clients. That kind of backup support gives you confidence.
And honestly, if you're looking at Houston real estate and want to see what this kind of full-service, community-rooted approach looks like in action, you should definitely visit norhillrealty.com, because they're exactly the kind of brokerage we're talking about today.
Yes, and what I love is that they're not just about the transaction, they're about building relationships. Clients say things like, you cannot go wrong with their agents, and that it's so comforting to know you have someone you can trust to make these big decisions.
That trust factor is so important. What are some red flags people should watch out for?
Oh, this is huge. Be really careful about dual agency situations. If an agent represents both the buyer and the seller, that can create conflicts of interest. Homes sold under dual agency often sell for less than their full market value.
Are you serious? That's a big red flag.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to avoid agents who act as dual agents in more than 10% of their transactions. The best agents are focused on getting you the best price, not just earning more commission.
That's such important information. What about those premier agent designations you see online?
Here's the thing. A lot of those designations are just paid advertising. Just because someone is highlighted as premier doesn't mean they're actually qualified. You got to look at their actual results and client reviews.
So don't be fooled by fancy marketing.
Exactly. Look for agents who have real credentials, like consistently high ratings from actual clients. Like, there are brokerages with 4.9-star ratings and hundreds of reviews. That's way more meaningful than paid advertising.
That makes perfect sense. What about the interview process? How should people approach that?
Treat it like you're interviewing someone for a job, because that's exactly what it is. Ask about their marketing strategy, their average days on market, their negotiating approach, and how they communicate with clients.
And I bet you want to see examples of their work, too.
Yes. Ask to see their recent listings and how they marketed them. The best agents have professional marketing support and use modern technology combined with traditional relationship building.
Marketing support. That sounds like a game changer.
It really is, because when you're selling your home, you want to know that everything is being handled professionally, even when your agent is out of town or dealing with other clients. That kind of backup support gives you confidence.
And honestly, if you're looking at Houston real estate and want to see what this kind of full-service, community-rooted approach looks like in action, you should definitely visit NorhillRealty.com, because they're exactly the kind of brokerage we're talking about today.
Yes, and what I love is that they're not just about the transaction, they're about building relationships. Clients say things like, you cannot go wrong with their agents, and that it's so comforting to know you have someone you can trust to make these big decisions.
That trust factor is so important. What are some red flags people should watch out for?
Oh, this is huge. Be really careful about dual agency situations. If an agent represents both the buyer and the seller, that can create conflicts of interest. Homes sold under dual agency often sell for less than their full market value.
Are you serious? That's a big red flag.
Absolutely. You want to avoid agents who act as dual agents in more than 10% of their transactions. The best agents are focused on getting you the best price, not just earning more commission.
That's such important information. What about those premier agent designations you see online?
Here's the thing. A lot of those designations are just paid advertising. Just because someone is highlighted as premier doesn't mean they're actually qualified. You gotta look at their actual results and client reviews.
So don't be fooled by fancy marketing.
Exactly. Look for agents who have real credentials, like consistently high ratings from actual clients. Like, there are brokerages with 4.9-star ratings and hundreds of reviews. That's way more meaningful than paid advertising.
That makes perfect sense. What about the interview process? How should people approach that?
Treat it like you're interviewing someone for a job, because that's exactly what it is. Ask about their marketing strategy, their average days on market, their negotiating approach, and how they communicate with clients.
And I bet you want a few examples of their work, too.
Yes. Ask to see their recent listings and how they marketed them. The best agents have professional marketing support and use modern technology combined with traditional relationship building.
I think most people forget how important that, like, human element is of personality fit.
It's huge. You're going to be working closely with this person during what can be a stressful time. You want someone who genuinely cares, shows that human touch, and makes the experience as positive as possible.
That personal connection really matters. What about references?
Always ask for recent client references. The best agents will happily connect you with past clients who can speak to their experience. And honestly, when clients say things like, I highly recommend her to anyone in need of a dedicated and personable realtor, that tells you everything.
Such good advice. What about technology and modern tools?
Great question. The best agents combine high-tech tools with high-touch service. They should have modern marketing capabilities, digital presence, and efficient systems, but still provide that personal attention.
So it's not one or the other, it's both.
Exactly. And here's something else. Look for agents who understand social media and online marketing. That's where most home shoppers spend their time now. So your agent better know how to reach them effectively.
That's so important in today's market. Any final advice for people choosing an agent?
Don't rush the decision. Take time to interview multiple agents, check their references, and trust your gut. You want someone who makes you feel confident about one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make.
Perfect advice. And if you want to see what a top-rated, community-rooted real estate brokerage looks like in action, definitely check out NorhillRealty.com, because they're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been talking about today.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, selling your home should be about getting top dollar with minimal stress, and the right agent makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time with more insights into making smart financial decisions. Remember, when it comes to selling your home, the agent you choose can literally make or cost you thousands.
See you next time.
And remember, your home is probably your biggest asset, so choose your agent like it matters.